Sunny 101.5 News.
Good morning, I'm Jimmy Rosari. Your drive through South Bend could be a little slower through part of the summer. The Angela Boulevard Improvement Project began yesterday. The project includes several enhancements to reduce traffic and improve pedestrian and bicyclist safety. It begins on Angela Boulevard at Michigan Street and will continue to Leahy Drive. Angela Boulevard will remain open to traffic during construction, but will have limited lane restrictions. The project is expected to be finished by mid-July, weather permitting. Big changes are on the horizon for South Bend's Morris Performing Arts Center. From upgraded facilities to enhanced performance experiences, Phase 2 is set to begin late this summer. Phase 2 will cost $16.5 million and will be adding more new space as well as providing more restrooms and storage space in between the existing Morris and LaSalle building. No local tax dollars are being used to fund the work. The Humane Society of St. Joseph County needs your help. The shelter says that it's near full capacity. Right now, adult dog adoptions are only $20. It does not include puppies less than a year old. The Humane Society says they're committed to not turning away animals, but face a critical situation by having so many of them. The $20 adoption fee runs through May 20th. A SWAT standoff in Elkhart is over. It started when an officer thought he saw a stolen van about 9:45 yesterday morning. The officer tried to pull the van over, but the driver took off and crashed a few minutes later on West Lusher near 6th Street. When officers approached the vehicle, they say the man told them he had a gun. SWAT was called in and eventually used chemical irritants to get him to come out. Police believed he fired the gun one time, but aren't sure when. Police say the standoff lasted almost 3 hours. A dog was in the vehicle with the suspect, but did not appear injured. Several schools in the area were in lockdown as a precaution. A construction project in St. Joseph County could slow your drive for a few months. Work on adding a right turn lane began yesterday on State Road 933 just north of Roseland. Southbound traffic will be down to one lane at the Cleveland Road intersection. The project is expected to last through late June. Three businesses in Elkhart are taking stock and picking up the pieces after there were break-ins over the weekend. The crimes happened early Sunday morning with thieves taking electronics and some cash. Despite the rash of crimes, police did not say that they're seeing any more burglaries or attempts than usual. Elkhart police say, as of now, no arrests yet in this active investigation. All-ACC forward Maddie Westbelt is returning to Notre Dame for her fifth and final year. She shared a post on social media with two words, "Not done." Westbelt averaged 14 points this season and led the team in rebounding with a career-high 8.7 per game. It marks four returning starters back from this year's ACC championship team, plus the anticipated return of Olivia Miles. Caitlin Clark admitted she was a bit nervous before being chosen with the number one pick in the WNBA draft by the Indiana Fever, even though it was no surprise. The Fever taking Clark had been a foregone conclusion since she announced on February 29th that she would turn pro. Nearly 17,000 tickets were claimed to watch the draft at the Fieldhouse in Indianapolis. The former Iowa star became a household name among basketball fans during her record-breaking college career, and she will now try and help revive the Indiana franchise that has not qualified for the playoffs since 2016. Nico Horner scored the tying run from second base on a wild pitch in the ninth inning, then delivered the go-ahead single in the 11th as the Chicago Cubs rallied past the Arizona Diamondbacks 3-2. Michael Busch also homered for the Cubs, his fifth straight game with a home run. Michael Lorenzen pitched five spotless innings in his Texas debut, and three relievers completed a five-hit shutout as the Texas Rangers topped the Detroit Tigers 1-0. Seth Lugo pitched seven crisp innings, Vinny Pasquantino homered, and the Kansas City Royals topped the Chicago White Sox 2-0. The South Bend Cubs are on the road this week, taking on Beloit. Before going to Wisconsin yesterday, the team stopped at Wrigley Field for a practice and some sightseeing. First pitch between South Bend and Beloit is set for 2:05 this afternoon. You can hear the game on Sports Radio 960 WSBT. Lucas Raymond scored with 25 seconds left in overtime after he scored the game-tying goal with a minute 17 remaining in regulation, lifting the Detroit Red Wings to a 5-4 comeback win over the Montreal Canadiens that keeps their playoff hopes alive. The Red Wings are tied with Washington for the second wildcard spot in the Eastern Conference. The Capitals shut out Boston 2-0 last night. Detroit finishes their regular season tonight in Montreal. Washington is in Philadelphia for their season finale.
Partly sunny with a high of 73 this afternoon. There's a slight chance of rain during the day, but the best chance of storms will be overnight tonight. I'm meteorologist Carrie Pujo.